From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a tragedy in the European migrant crisis. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The people reportedly had suffocated. An official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck.
We don't know exactly at the moment how many people are in this car, but it's a great number.
Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. The U.S. economy grew faster than first thought between April and June, and faster than other developed nations. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter, more than a percentage point faster than first estimated. U.S. President Barack Obama traveled to New Orleans Thursday to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. The city is approaching the anniversary of the storm that took 1,800 lives. The president spoke about the city's recovery and its potential for growth.
You are an example of what is possible when, in the face of tragedy and in the face of hardship, good people come together to lend a hand.
President Obama. The Arab League has postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members about the Libyan civil war. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say an Islamic State suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior commanders. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi. Greece has its first female prime minister. Chief Supreme Court Judge Vasi Kikithano was sworn in Thursday as the caretaker head of government. Ms. Thano and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held September 20th. Ukraine accused Russian-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations Thursday, a day after representatives of the two sides agreed to try to halt ceasefire violations by September 1st. Meanwhile, the two sides carried out a prisoner exchange. Officials say 12 rebel prisoners were exchanged for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. Sri Lanka's efforts to move away from the previous government's tilt toward China received a boost with the U.S. government's decision to back a domestic rather than international investigation into alleged war crimes during the country's civil war. Anjana Pasricha reports.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Nisha Biswal visited Colombo a week after the new government secured a victory in parliamentary elections and put an end to hopes of a political comeback by former President Mahinda Rajapaksa. She said a domestic investigation would lead to a more durable outcome. The announcement marks a reversal of Washington's position, which has sponsored resolutions at the United Nations demanding an international probe into war crimes. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
The Pakistani government is demanding that Afghanistan ensure the protection of its diplomatic staff and property in Kabul. It says Afghan agents are harassing the Pakistani embassy staff, particularly those living outside of the compound. French police Thursday dismantled one of the country's biggest and oldest Roma camps north of Paris, promising to find shelter for all evacuees. As many as 300 men, women, and children were ordered to pack up and move out. The evacuation was peaceful. A court ordered the camp at Saint-Denis closed down and destroyed. A new U.S. political survey shows billionaire Donald Trump is increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Thursday's Quinnipiac University poll showed the brash real estate mogul with 28% support among Republican voters across the country. He topped his nearest challenger, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who was about 15 points behind. One-time Florida Governor Jeb Bush was even further behind, as were the other Republican candidates. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.